The main theme from Love Story, music written by a French composer named Francis Lai. My guest today to talk about a love cabaret from Theater Collingwood. Always a pleasure to welcome Erica Angus, the executive director. How are you?
Very well, Bill. I'm ready for love.
Ready for love. Well, we always are all ready. You remember that movie, Love Story?
I do. I remember. I'm just envisioning the skating scene.
I remember love means never having to say you're sorry.
Yeah, no, do you believe that?
Well, I'm sorry to say that I'm not sure. But it was a great line. It was a great movie. I called it a four-hanky movie.
Yes, it definitely was.
To a three-hanky movie.
Yeah.
But all of this is leading us into a conversation about the opening performance for Theater Collingwood in their brand new season for 2021. And there's a big, long list of some wonderful, exciting things, which we can't possibly cover today, but we'll send people to the website at the end of this, and they can look that over and make their plans. And as the season goes on, you can keep dropping back in. And
terrific.
We'll talk
terrific.
About individual shows.
Yeah, 11 shows this year.
Wow! And you are moving about again a little bit, but not quite so much as last year.
That's right. We're moving around a little bit, but we're not going quite as far. Last year, we had an opportunity to, you know, really test drive everything and find out what we did really well and what we didn't do so well and work on those things. So one comment that we got from some people were about the fact that we had general seating all mm-hmm. the time. So what we have changed for this year is that anyone who is a subscriber, buys a subscription number, have reserved seating in the front rows of the various venues we're in. So that's a great plus.
And you're always very careful to make sure all of these places are accessible, and you do make allocations for seating in that case.
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. Anytime anyone has any sort of accessibility issues, we want them to tell us at the box office so we can find the perfect location for them to sit.
And the whole idea is to bring some wonderful entertainment to the Southern Georgian Bay community through Theater Collingwood. A little more play is what you say.
Exactly.
Something like that.
Let's put more play in your life.
All right. Well, let's put a little love in the life because Valentine's Day is approaching. And just a couple of days before that, on Wednesday, the 12th of February, you're going to begin with a love cabaret. And this is not the first time. Sort of love is lovelier the second time around.
Yeah, well, I think this is about the eighth time, if I'm correct.
Well, that might be very expensive. The lawyers would love it. But anyway.
That's true. So what we do is each year in February, we have a celebration of love where we bring in about 10 performers from various forms of music, from musical theater, opera, R&B, professionals that you might go to Stratford or Shaw or Mervish or wherever to see, and we bring them up to Collingwood for one day. It's actually an interesting process because they come up, they rehearse that day, and we put the show on that night.
But so, I think it must be very interesting just scheduling it. You got to do this a little bit in advance.
It is. It is an interesting scheduling exercise for sure to get everybody on the same page and get everybody to come into Collingwood and figure out how we're going to get them out of Collingwood. And yeah, and they're all on tight schedules.
And that's your job. And then you hand it over to the musical director, Renee. And tell us about Renee and her background and what she's going to bring to this.
Well, Renee Cingolani is not actually a stranger to Collingwood. She has done some work here before with Theatre Collingwood throughout the years, throughout the long history of Theatre Collingwood. She's an incredibly talented singer herself, but she's also a fantastic musical director. And as a matter of fact, right now, one of her claims to fame is that she works for Cirque du Soleil, and she does music and vocals for their performances. So that's very exciting to have someone of that caliber here. So she'll be playing the grand piano that evening, and she is the one who has been dealing with all of the actors or all of the performers to figure out what song they always wanted to sing, but maybe didn't get an opportunity to.
Okay, so, and it would have to be a love song.
It has to be about love, and there are various forms of love. You know, it may be, and this is something I like to say about this evening, is that No date required. You can come with your date, or it could be a celebration of the many forms of love, the love of your children, the love of your parents, the love of your partner.
You might meet a new love. You never know.
You might meet a new love. That's right.
Someone else may come there without a date.
Yeah, exactly.
And the mood will be right.
Right. Renee is incredibly talented, and we're really looking forward to working with her again. And she's got these performers doing a fantastic job. I'm so excited about this show. The range of music that's going to be performed is really special.
Well, we can't talk about all 11 of the performers right. who are coming. Again, we'll send the folks to the website to get more information, but let's highlight a few of them. And a name that most people know, Mark Cassius. He's been around doing great things in both on his own and in other groups and what have you.
Absolutely. Mark is possibly most well known for being a member of the a cappella group, the Nylons. And when I grew up in Toronto, I'll tell you, they were what everybody was talking about, the Nylons. And not just in
Toronto. The word was superstar.
They were superstars. They really were superstars. He's incredibly talented. And interesting that you'd say superstar, because he actually was after the Nylons, he was in Jesus Christ Superstar at the Stratford Festival, which then went on to Broadway. So Mark is always busy. We're very lucky to have him coming into town and entertaining us on the 12th of February.
World-class entertainer for sure. Now, tell me about Saveria, a 22-year-old singer-songwriter. She's from Ottawa. I'd like to know more.
Yeah, so Saveria, some of our audience members would have seen her. She performed in a production we did last year called Soul Sisters, and she blew the doors off the place. People were so excited about her that they were stampeding me to say, how can we see her again? She's amazing. We literally had our audience filling the aisle so much that the ushers were worried, because as soon as she sang, they wanted to get up and dance. So Saveria also won season 2, I believe it was season 2, episode 3 of The Launch, which some people may have seen on TV. Mm-hmm. She's got a huge powerhouse voice. She's a singer-songwriter and really worth the price of admission just to come see her.
Some of the other folks who are coming in from away, as they say in Newfoundland, Jeremy Walmsley, Laura Elin Parker, a wonderful mezzo-soprano, Scott Hurst, David Ball, and there are some local people involved too. Tell me about Deb Fitzsimmons.
Well, Deb, to me, opens her mouth and the voice of an angel comes out. She has the most pure, beautiful sound that comes out of her. She's incredibly talented. She's a multi-instrumentalist as well, lives here in Collingwood, and I am delighted to have her joining us this year on our Love Cabaret.
You need a host, and you've got a good one.
I've got one. I gave birth to her. Well, you know,
stage mom.
Yeah, I know. And it's funny because my daughter says to me, my daughter Shailen Angus says to me, you know, Mom, people will think you're only having me because I'm your daughter.
And no, I've heard her sing. You're having her because she can really sing well.
Yeah, she can really sing well. And the other thing is that Shailen, although she is an actor and a singer, she has made a career in the business of love, because she is a wedding planner. And so I thought, how appropriate to have her come in and spin that little love web for us. She's a very good speaker, and I think that it'll be fun to have her there.
Okay, the location for this one?
First Presbyterian Church, which we had so much fun at a Christmas Carol
at.
They're delightful to work with, the people there, and it's lovely to have a space that has a little bit of raked seating. It's got some lighting and some sound, and the acoustics in the space are fantastic anyway, so what a perfect space to sing about love.
And it has a lovely room that you can go to afterwards for a party, and that's part of the choice.
Well, it is and it isn't, because I've got to tell you, our post-show party, which is our VIP reception, is actually being held at Prime 79.
Oh, that's a great spot.
They are our sponsor for the event. So people can purchase a ticket just for the show. But you know, there are some of us who love to party with the stars. So if you happen to be one of those people and you'd like to come out and be able to meet the various performers, you can purchase a VIP red carpet ticket and come to the reception afterwards.
The Love Cabaret, February 12th. It's a Wednesday evening just before Valentine's Day. First Presbyterian Church, and then, as Erica just mentioned, a reception. If you would like to go, not to just to the performance, but to also the reception with the stars afterwards at Prime 79. What's the website for people to find out more?
TheatreCollingwood.ca.
Simple as that. Thanks, Erica. Let's play some more love music. And welcome back next time when you come to tell us about the rest of the season.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye-bye.